Good evening and Happy New Year to everyone. I want to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call, the first call of 2012. I know this is going to be the most exciting and productive and fantastic year the More Success Team has ever seen. But before we get started, I want to congratulate each and every one of you for really closing out December strong. You made a tremendous effort to really close the year out with a bang, and so congratulations to each and every one of you for doing that. I know your own checks will reflect all your hard work and your endeavors. So for me personally, I want to say congratulations to you guys, and I'm really excited to be able to do the drawing next week to find out who won all those iPad 2s that Pawpaw's giving away. So before we get started, I'm going to jump straight on out to Duran, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you for having me on. I want to also wish everyone a Happy New Year. You know, we're expecting great things for everyone on our More Success Team in Legal Shield during 2012. Before we begin, I want to congratulate my parents, Ken and Charlene Moore. Tomorrow will be their 56th wedding anniversary, so it'd be great if you could either give them a call or a card or maybe give them a little text. I'd better not give them a text, better give them an email. You might get it that way. But it's my privilege to introduce tonight's special guest speaker. I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member. He's now in his 28th year with Legal Shield, and he's, of course, the leader of our More Success Team, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Yes, sir, Randy. It's a privilege to be here tonight. Before we start the call, Randy, I would like to get this over with. You know, for you that don't know, we did bury Millie Baker's brother over the holidays, and Don Anderson's son up in Colorado has been with us since 1986, I believe it is. His son died over the holidays, and also buried two of my cousins over the holidays. And there's associate under Ray and Linda Rios out of McAllister, Brother Riddle. He passed away on Christmas Eve. And then yesterday morning, one of my best friends for over 48 years, one of the top producers in the 80s with Prepaid Legal, a good missionary friend of mine, went to be with the Lord, Mr. Rule Smith. Saying all that, Randy, all the people, the families need prayer. But saying all that, you know, it's an honor for me to ever introduce this next person. Her and her husband have been favorites of mine for many, many years. They've stood by me when I really did need it, and they've always been there. This lady has been with Prepaid for 32 years. She's been on the Prepaid Executive Board of Directors. She's been on Casley Board of Directors. She's been the Compliance Executive Vice President. She's now the VP of Marketing and Administration. Randy, this lady, she has it, said it, and done it all. This lady, a friend of the team and a great advocate for Prepaid Legal and now Legal Shield, Ms. Kathy Pinson.
Well, thank you, Ken, very much. It's an honor to be on your call tonight because, first of all, I recognize that it's what everyone does in the field that makes a difference at Legal Shield and makes what we do important. And before I get into anything else tonight, Ken, I want to congratulate you and Charlene on 56 years. What a wonderful achievement. Unfortunately, there's not too many of us that can say that, and you're just great and wonderful people, and it's been a pleasure of mine and Harold's to know you and to consider you our friends, and we just want to congratulate you on making 56 years. That's a wonderful achievement again. And to the team, you know, you couldn't have a better leader than what you have in Ken Moore. He has been doing this, as I said, for 28 years. He puts his whole heart and soul into it. And for all of you that ever called on him, you know how hard he works and that he will do anything and everything and has for his team and for Legal Shield. And, you know, I wish we had thousands and thousands more like him, but I also know that he's building up a great team to follow him and to step in his footsteps and do just what he's done. And that's for all of you that are on the call tonight. And I appreciate you being on the call. I hope that each one of you opened Rick Mason's message to associates today and had a chance to view it and see what he said. I thought it was a great message for starting the new year. And if you haven't had a chance yet to see that email and to play that video of him, I would encourage you to do that. But as I played it and saw that, you know, one thing jumped out in my mind that he said at the beginning of that message, and he said, what you do is important. And, you know, that just struck me again. For years we have said at Prepaid Legal Services and at Legal Shield now that it is a win-win-win situation. It's a win for the member, a win for the provider, a win for the associates, certainly a win for the company. But, again, no one wins more and no one is a bigger winner than what the member is. And what you are doing for that member is so very, very important. You're offering him access to the legal services that he might not otherwise be able to afford. You're offering him access to justice. You know, so many times we've heard Mr. Sonsucker say, you don't know what your rights are. You don't have any rights if you don't know what your rights are. And how true that is, because, quoting someone else, Mike Turpin, the law is logical. It's not logical, it's legal. So you don't know what's out there for you. You don't know what your rights are if you don't have access. And for just a small monthly fee, a small amount per day, when you offer that membership to other individuals, you can literally change their lives, not only through the membership that you offer them, but then also through the opportunity. So the membership to me is always the most important part of what we do at Legal Shield, because it is what truly drives the company. It's what drives the process. And as a result, when you offer that membership, you truly are doing something that is very, very important. You are changing lives. And not only do you change lives with the membership, but also by offering the compensation plan and by offering them the opportunity to also market this plan along beside you and with you and to help build their organization up as you build your organization up. You know, as we start 2012, everything is in place. There would never be, and we've said this for years, but I believe it more so today than I ever have, there has never been a better time to be at Legal Shield. You have the membership plan, which is, I think, incomparable. No one can give a better plan. When you consider the fact that under the first benefits, you can call and talk to your attorney about anything that you have need of, you know, that alone is worth the price of the membership, but there's so much more that goes along with it. And, you know, we receive requests all the time for special plans or special benefits. And whenever we start looking at it, it's hard to beat the plan that you have now because it does so much in what you do. So you've got a fantastic plan out there. As we start this year, that plan can't be beat. No one else can compare that plan. You've got a compensation plan that goes along with it that pays you for helping other people, pays you for assisting them by getting legal access or by selling the membership and making money themselves. I still like the phrase that we've had, even though I know we've had it for quite a while, making a living while making a difference, because that's truly what we do. And between the membership plan and the compensation plan, I don't think you can beat either one of those anywhere today in the U.S. or in Canada. Along with that, you have a provider law firm system. And that system is the strongest system in this nation or in Canada. There is no one else that can compare with that provider law firm system that we have. By making a call into the provider law firm office, you are put with the attorney to assist you with your specific need. You don't have to go to the yellow books and look up for an attorney. You don't have to choose from a panel attorney and hope you get one that has experience in the area of law you need, nor do you have to hope you get one that's been practicing law for a little while instead of being fresh out of law school. You get someone that the company has already vetted, someone that the company has already researched and knows that they have the same company service attitude and the same membership and customer care attitude that the company has. Some law firms that want to do and assist the members and want to be able to help members and to be able to solve and assist with their legal needs. And so the provider law firm can't be beat. When it's required, you'll be referred out, And there's a nationwide network of those attorneys that they can refer to so that you are assured of getting the best assistance that you can possibly have. Additionally, you have a very strong home office. And you have a home office, I believe, that really cares about the field and what is happening and the people that are out there working. We're there to assist you. We're there to help you. We're there to hopefully make your jobs a little bit easier, and that's exactly what we want to do. We want to be able to assist you and to be able to help you do even better as you service your members and as you call upon your members and on the various people that you are making contact with to sell the plan. And I don't believe you can find a better home office or a better place that you can rely on to back you up when you need it. And, you know, your home office provides you a lot of the documentation, a lot of the review, a lot of the assistance that you might have to do yourself if you were working someplace else, a lot of the bookkeeping, a lot of the keeping up with all the stats. But we want to provide that for you so that you can concentrate on what you do best, which is bringing in new members and bringing in new recruits into that system. All of that results in a company that is extremely strong. It is going to be here for years to come. Although we've been here for close to 40 years now, I don't believe you've seen anything yet in what we can do in the next year, the next 5 years, the next 10 years, and I believe 2012 can certainly be the place where we start. You know, as we've gone through the last year with the changes that have happened, one of the things that's been very exciting to me is to see the new branding effort. And as 2012 comes on, we're going to see so many more results of what that branding effort can do. We're going to see a lot of new things open up, I believe, as we get the name of Legal Shield out there, what our product is and what it can do, and as even more materials become available with the new branding. And, you know, I've watched Griff and Allen and their efforts at making all of this work and putting in together the branding and the different things that we're going to do. And, you know, we've got people that are leading us that really care about your future, about what happens for you, and want to do everything they can to give you the best possible situation in which to market memberships and to recruit associates. And part of that is the branding, and I couldn't be more excited about the things that we have coming for us in 2012 and the opportunities that we have. You know, you've got the best plan, the best compensation, and you've got a product that fits a need for something where the need has never been greater. There's never been a greater time, you know. During my lifetime, there's been many times I've called upon the provider attorney, but I don't think there's any time that it would be more beneficial to me than it is today, because the need is out there. The marketplace is still wide open. So very few people have a legal plan, and you have what they need, and you can offer that to them. But, you know, it does take some effort, and it's your effort that's going to determine your success. Whether it's in recruiting, whether it's in making sales, whatever it is that your organization is doing, whatever you're doing to help it grow, it's your effort that's going to determine your success and how much that you're willing to put into it. And from there, it's your success that determines the company's success, because the company's only successful if you're successful. You know, it's designed that way. It was intended to be that way. And that's why we want to see you successful, because by being successful yourself, the company's going to be successful. And it is a situation, again, where all of us win in this plan, because you win because you've got, first of all, a legal plan that will help you and give you access to attorneys when you need them. You win because you're marketing the plan and you can make a good living while making a difference in the plan. But so do the providers, the home office staff. We also win in the company because of your efforts and what you do on a daily basis. And again, from the home office, I want to say thank you for everything that you do and for all the efforts that you are putting forth on a daily basis. Ken?
Kathy, what a great talk. You know, Kathy, one of the things that I guess I'm partial to and have been for years, is a residual income. I know with you being prepaid, it's legal chill now. I still got to get my mouth straightened out. As long as you have, you've heard people say over and over, well, we'll never draw anything residual income or anything of that nature. I've heard them say that. They leave the company to do this or that. But you and I know it's one of the most valuable things for a person trying to make a career out of it, trying to look for the legacy for their family, is those residual incomes. So on this team, we try to encourage people when they write something, do like you said, find a point where they're helping people. Tell it to them the right way, not the wrong way, not just to make a sale, but really be a partner with those people. In doing that, as life goes along, your residual income grows greater and greater. When you do pass and serve, you've left a legacy with your family. And I don't know how many people you've seen, Kathy, and you probably don't either, but you know it works, and I know it works. Would you say a word of encouragement on that? Because we still have some people sometimes say, oh, I'll never draw any renewals.
Oh, absolutely, Ken. You're right on. You know, again, this is a membership that when you sell it pays you not only today, but for as long as you're an active associate and that membership remains on the book. So the longer it remains on the book, the more that you're going to make, the more you're going to be able to see those residuals come in. One of the things that we checked and reviewed is, you know, what difference does it make in a compensation if you increase your residuals or if you increase your retention? Because retention is a key to what your residuals are going to be. And one of the ways to increase that retention is to encourage your members to use it. Because, you know, this is a plan where we want members to use it, because the more they use it, the longer they stay. And the longer they stay, the more your residuals are going to be. And an increase in retention of 10% of your membership base will increase your overall residuals by 31%. So if you are constantly working, first of all, on selling the product in the right way, and then encouraging your members to utilize that, make their will out, make that phone call to the provider. You know, help them make that first phone call if you need to, because once you do, you're going to keep that member for a longer time. And once you do, then the residuals are going to start coming in. But, you know, Ken, we had people that marketed for us in 73, 74, when the company first started, that their families are still getting commissioned because of memberships that are on the book. When I started in 1979, I can name several people who were marketing at the time that I still see checks going out to their families and to them on a regular basis today. They've, while they got an advance at first and they had a debit balance and they had to earn out that debit balance, because of the business they wrote, they began earning those renewal incomes. And we've got thousands of people on the book, thousands of individuals and associates today who are active, because they keep their membership, and they are earning commissions, even though today they're not putting in forth any effort because they worked hard years ago and built up a residual income base, and they saw that residuals earn out. They saw that debit balance earn out and start paying a residual. And then we've got even more individuals that have earned out their debit balance that are still working hard today and building an even bigger base, and their income continues to go up year after year, even though they're now as earned, because they continue adding to that block of business that they have to earn those residuals and to provide for their family. And I can't tell you exactly how many, but I know it's in the thousands of people that have earned out their debit balance and are getting residuals on a regular basis now.
Well, you know, Kathy, I have no idea how many years I've been drawing. It's been so many years going back, and I know I'm still drawing on people that got business back in 1984. I know that because some of them probably on the call tonight, people that 1984, I'm still drawing money on day after day. I think that's a poor man's dream come true, because Shirley and I, when we first got with prepaid, we was broke, you know the story. And the only thing we could think of our goal was maybe if it did work, by the time we were 65 and drew our Social Security, we'd have an extra $1,000 a month coming in to go with Social Security. Now that if we don't have an extra $1,000 a day plus coming in, she thinks something went wrong. So we really, it's for us, It's like a fairy tale, nearly. It's a dream come true. But I'll tell you this, you agree with me. A lot of people tell people a dream, they won't have to do any work. To me, it was work. I put the work in, I put the time in, but the pay was greater than anything that Sterling or I could even imagine. And I'm really proud of one of our associates this week, Kathy, that Mr. Bob Williams over in UConn, Oklahoma, he sold a movie star, Dale Robinson, a membership this last week. And that's a pretty good deal. He mentioned that Dale and the Garth Brooks, both from UConn, Oklahoma, and he is. And so if he just sells Garth Brooks, now we'll be happy. So, but, Kathy, you're a great lady. We appreciate you being on the call tonight. And, of course, you know, you and Harold are two of our very best friends. But I couldn't say enough gratitude towards you. But thank you for doing this. If you don't mind, I'll leave it open to see if Randy or Jeremy has anything to say. And thank you so much, Kathy Pinson.
You're very welcome. That's fine, Keith.
Kathy, before I go to the next speaker, I just want to tell you again how much we appreciate you and Harold and how you've always been there for us and for our team. And just thanks for all you do, especially at the home office.
Well, thank you, Randy.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kathy.
All right, now I want to go out to the state of Virginia to Platinum Executive Director, Regional Vice President, $100,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, and most importantly, a brand-new grandpa, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on the call?
Yes, sir, I am.
I know you're a proud pawpaw today.
Yeah, let's just talk about the most important thing, and that would be my beautiful new grandbaby daughter, Penelope. So, she's just about perfect, and I'm just about busting my buttons. So, they always said if you could have grandchildren first, you'd never have children, and I believe it.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. I offer my condolences to you and your family for all the losses over the holidays. It's been a tough time, hasn't it?
It's been a tough time, but you know, Jeff, God's still on the throne. He still knows what he's doing. Of course, you knew Rule Smith, I think. So.
Oh, I knew him very well for a long time, and I know what a friend he was to you for so long, so I'm sorry for your loss.
We'll be having his funeral on Friday, but I'll let you get on with your talk there, but thank you, Jeff.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Great to hear Kathy Pinson and the just the excitement in her voice. I've heard her speak many times on this call over the years, and I can say I've never heard her more upbeat. I mean, the thing is, I think, for us out in the field, we know kind of what's going on in our personal business, maybe in our marketplace, but we don't really know what's going on in the home office and the big picture, the long view that they have for this business. I've always, seen that this company is going to, go on to become huge. I mean, it's just, we talk about household name. It's something everybody's going to own. I think about the very first time I heard about Legal Shield for Paid Legals when I went to lunch with one of my shoe customers. I used to be a lady shoe salesman. I used to sell shoes at commission, and one of my customers came in one day and said, "Let's go to lunch. I want to tell you what I'm doing." And she had just started with her daughter, who was in New Mexico. Val Romero was one of the executive directors on the Moore team, and she'd heard about it from her daughter and was just trying to get started, and she told her daughter that she didn't know anybody, She didn't know anybody to talk to because the job she had, she didn't really have a chance to make a lot of contacts. And her daughter said, "Well, follow your money." She says, "I don't even know what that means." She said, "Where do you spend money?" She goes, "I buy a lot of shoes." She said, "Well, take your shoe salesman to lunch." And, she took me to lunch, and we were sitting there. I told her it was a good idea. I thought it was a really smart solution, and said, "I'd probably buy it." She said, "Well, of course you'll buy it. So some days everybody's going to have this." And I think we're, what Kathy's talking about is we're seeing the day when this is kind of the light bulb comes on in America, in Canadians' minds, and just go, "Well, duh." The way I look at this, this is a solution to an unsolvable problem. If it were not for Legal Shield and what we're doing, the fact that most Americans, 90% of Americans, are locked out of the legal system, either because they don't make enough money or they make too much money, or they have, they make so much money they can afford to pay for themselves, or they just don't, if you're really broke, you can get some legal coverage, through the government, but, the vast majority of Americans, they just can't do it. I mean, there's no way that people are going to pay $6 a minute for every minute they use a lawyer to try to solve problems, and that's why people get screwed and taken advantage of. And so this is a solution to an unsolvable problem. And my dad always taught me this, that if you can solve a problem, you can make a living. And so if you think about this, if you could solve a big problem, you could make a big living. And we are solving a big, big problem in Legal Shield and really giving people access to something that they would never have access to under any circumstances. It would never happen in their life that they would have unlimited access to, you know, as many attorneys as they need on any legal matter that they face. You know, where else could they go and get that in the reality if it wasn't through us? The thing I want to talk to everybody on the team about tonight, and it's time for commitment. You know, New Year's is the time for New Year's resolutions, and I don't know so much about resolutions. I don't even know what that word means, but I think commitment's a great word. And to make a commitment to yourself, to your business, to do more this year than you did last year, you know, to do more tomorrow than you would if you didn't make these commitments. That's a driving force in your life and in your business. And one of the things that I would like to commit everybody in the More Success team to is to be at the International Convention, which is coming up. I mean, we're right around the corner. We've gotten through the holidays. Now this is the next big thing in our life. If you've got a pen, you want to write this down. Of course, all this is on your website, but it's April 19th, 20th, and 21st in Oklahoma City. For those that have never been, it's a leap of faith. You don't really know why you're supposed to be there. Those of us who have been will say that you never want to miss being at convention. It's a life changer, especially the first time. My gosh, you know, you go into that convention and maybe you're used to going to a business briefing in your town with 50 or 100 people. You know, and that's fun and it's exciting. Maybe you go to Super Saturday with a couple hundred people. You walk into a convention center with 15,000, you know, excited and successful. These are the, you know, the top, most successful associates in the company. It changes everything, and it certainly did for Cindy and I and for our little team. And we've just been in the business a short time. It was a very difficult financial sacrifice for us to go. I was on straight commission Saturday, Sunday. You know, it's not a day you want to be out off the sales floor. But we were told that we needed to be there. Not only did we go, but we committed everybody on our team that we could convince to go. I think we took 9 people with us to our first convention in Tulsa. I was talking to Randy about that Tulsa convention, you know, so many years ago. And it literally changed everything for our, in our business. We came home, as an interesting tidbit of history of the team, but we came home from that convention and held a team conference call on Monday night when we got home. And back then there were no conference call numbers. It was very expensive. Only corporations had conference call numbers. So what we did is we just called everybody, used their phone, and three-wayed somebody else onto the call. We had this daisy chain of people calling around. I don't know, we probably got 6, 8, 10 people on the call, and we talked about what happened at convention. When those that went were all in my kitchen, we were screaming and yelling about how fun it was. And then we were talking to the people that were on the, you know, these daisy chains and got everybody excited. Of course, the people didn't go were bummed that they had missed it. You know, they couldn't get there or whatever. But that call became a weekly thing. The next week we started doing it again on Monday. And we did that call for, I don't know, a year or two. And then eventually we joined forces with the More Success team. And the call that we're on tonight is literally the descendant of that call that was sparked because of the excitement and enthusiasm that we brought home from our first convention. So, you know, New Year's commitment that I would love for you to make, and I would challenge everybody on my team and really everybody that's on this call tonight, and for you to not only commit yourself but to commit your team members to be there, is to go ahead and get your tickets purchased for the event. Right now, they are $115. After the 19th of January, they're going to go to $135, and then walk-in is going to be $155. The Oklahoma City has a lot of hotels. The prices are pretty reasonable. The thing I would encourage you, just as a person who's been there many times, especially if you're coming in from out of the marketplace, stay in one of the downtown hotels. You may have to pay a little bit more for it. Transportation in Oklahoma City is not like, you know, Manhattan. It's harder to get around town if you don't have your own transportation. So one of the downtown host hotels, and you can just call Ada Travel. That's the company, the travel company that you can get to the Benefits Association. Just call them, let them know that you're coming to convention and you want to get a hotel that's walking distance to the venue. Tons of great restaurants. Oklahoma City is a wonderful town. If you've never been to Oklahoma City, you know, maybe you're all from the West Coast or whatever, and you think there's nothing good in the heartland of America, go to Oklahoma City. You'll be blown away. It's a very fun and great place for a convention town. So that's just what I would say. That's probably one of the best things you could do for your business this year is to make the commitment to be at the international convention. And, you know, I can't wait to see what Rip Mason and Alan Fernley have to show us at convention. You know, this last one in Dallas was a really last-minute deal. They had just purchased the company, and we had a wonderful event. But they've had months to plan for this one, so I think it's going to be a slam dunk, good time for all. And I know I'm going to be there, encouraging my team to be there as well. So, Mr. Moore, I'll take the call back over to you. Thanks for having me on the call.
Well, Mr. Hughes, again, we appreciate you being on. Happy New Year to you, and I know it's happy because of that new baby, but appreciate you and your leadership. Appreciate you always supporting us on the calls, and just appreciate all that you do. And, of course, we want to thank Ms. Kathy Pinson for being on tonight. She did an outstanding job, been with the company all these years, and she's just one of the best people that I know. So with that, Mr. Moore, I want to remind everybody one more time that next Monday night we're going to be announcing the winners of the iPad 2 contest. We'll have three different winners that we'll be announcing, so you want to make sure and be on that call. Mr. Moore, back to you.
Well, thank you, Randy. It's been a great call again tonight. Both calls was absolutely wonderful. It's now then, Randy, it's 2012, 2011's gone. What we have to do is get out there, kickstart it, and go out and do what we know to do, and everything will be great. But folks, remember, God, family, legal shield. Thank you, and good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.